Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
So what if I can't meditate at night, or what if my mind gets over busy at night? And I've had people say, oh, I'd like the idea of meditation, but I've got a young child, and the ability to sit there and be quiet in the morning is not always easy. Or maybe just perhaps you prefer to meditate at night rather than during the day. Maybe you like doing both. So I decided to record this special bonus meditation podcast as a kind of service to you, dear listeners. And if you think this might be of use for someone that you know, then do share. So the other night, I was lucky enough to kind of be out in the garden, just getting some wood, and I saw the beautiful, beautiful night sky with the stars, and I saw this really wonderful line with these kind of two bright stars. So perfect it was that I thought, actually, is that satellite? But no, it was the conjunction between Venus and Jupiter, and it was there for several nights, and I just thought, wow, this is really kind of beautiful. And staring up at the stars as a meditation is kind of one of my favorite things to do, especially on a night where they're kind of lit nice and brightly, and it's kind of something kind of magical about looking up at them. But I'd just like to add, even if you're kind of in a circumstance where you can't see the stars as you do the meditation, you can close the eyes and see them in your mind's eye. For to add a little bit of extra ambience, I was going to record this actually in outside, but as I opened my door, I could hear music from someone's car stereo, and I thought, actually, this is going to interfere with this, so I kind of remember the stars, and I'm just going to close my eyes and remember the stars and share this meditation that you can do. And hopefully, if you have trouble sleeping or anything like this, this meditation should be able to help. So close your eyes and just allow the darkness to cover your eyes in the shape of your closed eyelids. By all means, if you want to place like a yoga, you can get those yoga eye bags over your eyes, or even like a folded flannel or something like that, then by all means do so. Just to add, you can do this meditation sitting up as well. I'm just giving you it as a relaxation meditation, but by all means you can do it seated. So with your eyes closed in whatever position you have chosen, you can now feel the gentle breeze of a night sky. The sky, this wonderful, dark, indigo, dark night color of the sky. Beauty, so much beauty in the sky. All life began in darkness. There's something very comforting and relaxing about being in this dark night sky. But as you relax in your imagination and you allow yourself to be a little bit further, you allow your imagination to dance with the sea of possibility. That star, Stella, that died so many years ago, still give life to the sky at night, light to our well-being. If only we'd find the moments for stillness and allow that stellar energy to be, For in them times of being at peace and stillness, the bright spark of your heart, the bright spark of life emerges from the glorious beauty of that indigo sky. What place do we really have to think and worry and fret and be when the sky offers us this comforting darkness and this great possibilities? Those bright sparks of starlit skies, the beauty that lives within our eyes. For rest equals more love. How much love and self-love, how much self-love, how much self-love can you shine in your inner heart, your inner stellar of possibilities, the beauty of who you are, the beauty of who you are in this present moment. The night offers us the chance to relax and let go. Surrender all your woes as into a shooting star as it floats off and out away from your worries. Instead, can you rest in the comfort that you are already perfect as you are? Can you allow that space to just be? Allow yourself to see, but not with your eyes. Instead, feel yourself inside. Relax and surrender to the moment. Relax into sleep. Relax into a way of being more calm. Whether you're seated and you're doing this meditation as a way to let go of your day in a more awakened state, or perhaps you feel the call of slumber, of sleep, of time to let go, to relax every part of your body right down to your toes, your bones, your skin, everything, just allow it to be. For the uniqueness of who you are is as unique and as beautiful as every star. Your light is needed very much in this world. Even if you think you're not doing what you should does not exist in this beautiful night sky. The sky is there to remind us of how utterly wonderful we are. The stillness, the flicker of the stars, some brighter than others, but all equally as beautiful. For some stars are like forts on the way out, in the sense that you kind of let them go. And some stars are new and shining bright in the memory. But each and every one of them is allowing you to be. For there's so much beauty in the darkness of the sky at night. The darkness of the womb from which we originally came. The darkness is where the beauty can be. The beauty unfolds. And the stars are there just to remind us to be bold, to allow our individuality, but our collective love and respect for each and every human on this planet. Perhaps you continue and you fall deep into a sleep, or instead you mindfully and slowly come back into the moment, come back into the room. If there's anything else that you'd like to know about, please contact me via the Gentle Yoga Warrior. So, good night.
So, thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.